This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an illuminating series titled The Art of Hearing under the subtitle How to Recognize the Voice of God. Yesterday, he explained that when God speaks, it produces the fruit of love. Today, he wraps up this point and then speaks about another way to recognize the voice of God, faith. Let's join in.
I think that a lot of emotional decisions are actually demons talking to you. In James 3:14, the Bible says, where envy and strife is, it says there is bitterness and every evil work. Then 15 says, this wisdom descends not from above. It is earthly, which means, earthly means it looks natural, but it's not a natural thing. You have to go deeper. It is sensual. In other words, it's coming from your emotions or your soul. Sensual actually means soulish or from your soul. So it's coming from your emotions. Then it says, when you go a little bit deeper, he says it is demonic. I was talking to one of my children recently, and we're talking about something. And I said, what you are saying, you are having this, you know, anger, whatever, against somebody. I said, demons are advising you. He said, why? I said, it looks like an emotional decision. Look at the words that I use. Envy, strife, bitterness, they are all emotional things. So at the end of the day, what it means is that demons manipulate people's emotions to make a decision. And that decision, it looks like an emotional decision, but it's not. Devils are actually advising you. So you may have a feeling. Don't talk to this one. Don't talk to your mother. You are angry, bitter. You know what my mother did, what my father did, what my husband did. You don't know. These people, they are wicked people. If I came to church, even the usher, he pushed me away. You see, the fruit that is producing is not love. It is producing a toxic fruit of strife and bitterness rather than love. And you would think that it's your emotions, but it's not your emotions. Demons are advising you. Let me give you a tip before I move from here. This is maybe a little bit unrelated. Financial decisions that are emotional, they are very dangerous, because I've seen that demons manipulate people to make emotional financial decisions, and it destroys them. Oh, it's nice. Oh, it's good. It's good. But the whole thing is not based on logic. It's based on emotions. Very dangerous. Now, let me come back to my point. He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So, the fruit of love, any voice that we hear that does not increase the love of God or lead to the love of man, there is something wrong with that voice. Be it an idea, be it an emotion, be it a thought, be it somebody's advice, there is something wrong with it. It is not the voice of God. End result. So the question is, has God been really speaking to us? When God moves you to go and witness to somebody, be a shepherd, talk to somebody, you are expressing love for another person that you don't know from anywhere. If you hear that voice, say, oh, God is leading me to go and preach to somebody, I believe you are hearing the voice of God. Because the end purpose of that thing is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Very important. Matthew 22 verse 35. Let's read the scripture and move on. A certain ruler said unto him, she said, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? The man asked Jesus. He said, if you take every law in the Bible, which one is the greatest? If you take the book of Matthew, Revelations, you take Genesis to Malachi, which is the last book, all the verses in the Bible, which one is it? A certain lawyer, Matthew 22 verse 35, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest verse or commandment in the Bible? If you take prayer, you take miracles, you take signs and wonders, you take power, you take marriage, you take money, you take whatever theme in the Bible, whatever verse in the Bible, you ask Jesus, which is the most important verse or the most important thing? Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, verse 36, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Then verse 40, Jesus made a comment. On these two commandments hang all the laws of Christianity, all the prophets, which means the Old Testament Bibles. He said, everything you will ever read in the Bible, from Nahum to Malachi to Jeremiah to Obadiah, Jesus is supposed to produce one fruit, the fruit of love for God and the fruit of love for man. If you don't see that fruit, then it is not the commandment of God. That's the summary that he made. Ask your neighbor who has been talking to you in your marriage. Love for God, love for man. So when God speaks, one distinctive characteristic of his voice is that it brings forth the fruit of love. Love for God, love for man. So whatever voice you claim you have heard, you must check whether the end purpose is this one. Otherwise, you didn't hear the voice of God. You have heard something else. Example number two, faith. The fruit of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 5:24, it says, faith. You know, when you hear God's voice, it does two things to you concerning faith. The first thing it does is that it gives you faith. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, if you hear God's word, it comes with faith. As long as it's God's word, it's God who spoke it. The Bible says, faith will enter your heart. Then the second one, it will not only give you faith, it will also require faith to implement it. So it will give you faith, but it will also require faith to implement it. When Abraham heard God's voice, he had to move in faith. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called out to go into a place which he should, after receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. So that's two things to you. If it is God who is talking, faith will enter your heart. Then after that, you will also have to apply your own faith before that thing will manifest itself. That's God's word. One of the amazing miracles I've seen was a woman that I prayed for. The woman was totally paralyzed. She fell from a building and she became totally paralyzed. And they brought her to this meeting. And the woman was lying there. And I heard the voice of God at the end of the meeting. He said to me, announce to this congregation that within the next 5 minutes, a totally paralyzed woman will walk. At that time, I didn't know she was totally paralyzed. So I just announced it. But when they came and I asked them what had happened, they told me she fell from her body. Because when I heard the story behind it, then I realized that, hey, it's a very serious thing. Not that she's feeling weak or anything like that. You see, under normal circumstances, if you're a normal person, you can't say such things. I mean, if you ask me, when I'm walking around normally, there are some things I cannot say because I don't have the faith for it. But under inspiration, sometimes when you are there and God speaks to you, the faith that comes in your heart is very bold and strong that you will say things and you will do things that under normal circumstances you cannot do. Or when the thing ends, then when you look back, it was as if you were in a movie. You don't know how you were able to go through all that thing. And you wonder, am I the one who did it? Yes, you are the one. Do you know why you didn't notice this when you were there? Because you were moving in faith. So when you come back to normal, they say, hey, how is this possible? Faith. But you may not recognize that the voice of God. You may just think it's a feeling. That's what I explained to how to recognize it. Faith. So I made this announcement. I said, within the next 5 minutes, this woman will walk. You must either be on drugs or you are drunk to make such statements. But you see, when faith comes, it makes it very bold. Then after I had said it, now I had to move in faith. That's why I said, Paul said, it is revealed from faith to faith. In other words, God speaks to you, you receive it by faith, then after you have to use faith to apply it. I said, lift the woman up. They lifted the woman up. I said, prop her on every side. So they're holding her. They're prop her, because she can't stand on her own. She's totally paralyzed. Prop her on every side. I said, leave her. They left her. When they left her, the woman was standing. And she was swaying from side to side. But I remember the devil told me, if they leave her, she will fall now. You will never forget what happened here this morning. But I said, no. When God speaks, it requires faith. That is why when I see people who plan financially with their pay, I laugh. God has not spoken to you. When God speaks to you, you don't plan with your pay. You plan with God's resources. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Any voice you hear that does not require an element of faith is not the voice of God. Romans 14:23, it says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So they were holding the woman. I said, leave the woman. The woman was standing there. I held the woman's hand. I pulled her by faith. As I was pulling, she could fall down. She took a step, very unbalanced. I pulled again, second one unbalanced. But I realized as I was pulling her, her steps were getting firmer. After about four pulls, the woman broke free from me. The power of God fell. She started running, completely healed. Completely healed. Amazing. So that girl you want to marry, you are afraid of in this church. If it is God that is speaking, it will be above your pay grade. Move and speak, and the Holy Ghost will move. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's glorify him this morning.
We're so glad you tune into today's broadcast. Today we learned that one way to recognize the voice of God is that when God speaks, it will require faith. Tune in same time tomorrow for the exciting continuation of this message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God or you are a backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed from stroke. It said, dear pastor, I went to the USA for vacation and I had a spiritual attack in my sleep. When I returned home in my sleep, I felt something go through my waist, through my right shoulder, and through part of my head. Then I suffered a stroke. In fact, it has not been easy for me for about a year now. I have not been able to sleep on my side. I've not been able to do many things. But last week, I came for the service on Tuesday. And after your prayer, I have been totally and completely healed. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabedin.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.